While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom: algorithmic discrimination in employment. Maya, these numbers are staggering. Automated hiring systems rejected 72% of qualified Black applicants before any human even saw their resume.
Hold up, Alex. 72%? That's not bias. That's straight up digital Jim Crow. Where's this data coming from?
Multiple sources, actually. We've been tracking algorithmic decision-making across public benefits, housing, healthcare, but employment might be the most devastating. These systems are literally gatekeeping people's livelihoods.
And let me guess, the companies hiding behind proprietary algorithms like it's some kind of magic spell we're not allowed to question?
Exactly, but we've got someone who can break that spell. Amara Johnson worked inside one of the biggest HR tech companies before she became a whistleblower. Amara, you're joining us from Oakland? I'm here, and yes, I helped build these systems. I watched my own code become a weapon against my community. The thing people don't understand is how these biases get baked in from day one.
Break it down for us, because when folks hear algorithm, they think neutral math, not discrimination.
Right. So imagine you're training an AI to identify successful employees. You feed it 10 years of hiring data from a company. But if that company has historically discriminated, and let's be real, most have, then you're teaching the AI to perpetuate that discrimination. It's like making a photocopy of a photocopy. The bias gets darker each time. The research backs this up. One study found that algorithms trained on historical data amplified racial bias by 21%. Compared to human recruiters. But here's what's even more insidious. They found these systems specifically penalize candidates who attended HBCUs or live in certain zip codes.
Zip codes? They really said we can't legally ask your race, so we'll just ask where you live. The audacity! Amara, when you were on the inside, did anyone raise these concerns?
I tried. God, I tried. I remember showing my manager how our algorithm was screening out Spanish surnames at 3 times the rate of Anglo names. You know what he said? The algorithm doesn't see race. Like, that was supposed to comfort me while I watched qualified people get filtered out because their name was Rodriguez instead of Robertson. We're also joined by Jin Chen, who's been organizing gig workers in Seattle against algorithmic management. Jin, you've experienced this firsthand? Every single day. These apps, they control everything. When I work, where I work, how much I make. The algorithm decided I was inefficient because I took bathroom breaks. Bathroom breaks. Now it sends me fewer rides, pushing me to the worst shifts.
That's not inefficient, that's human. We're talking about basic bodily functions here.
But to the algorithm, I'm just a productivity score. It doesn't see that I'm supporting my elderly parents, that I have an engineering degree from my home country that isn't recognized here. It just sees, this driver stops for 5 minutes every 2 hours. Penalty. The data on gig economy algorithms is particularly troubling. They're using what researchers call algorithmic management, essentially automating the role of a boss, but with none of the human judgment or legal accountability. And unlike a human boss, you can't negotiate with an algorithm. You can't explain your circumstances. There's no appeal process that actually reaches a person with power to change anything.
This is what gets me heated, y'all. We got algorithms playing God with people's lives, deciding who gets hired, who gets housing, who gets healthcare, and nobody's holding these systems accountable. Where's the oversight? Where's the regulation?
There are some efforts. The EU's AI Act includes provisions about high-risk uses like employment. But in the US, we're mostly seeing a patchwork of city and state laws. New York City now requires bias audits for hiring algorithms, but enforcement has been limited. Limited is generous. I've reviewed some of these so-called audits. They're checking for bias in the final outcomes while ignoring how the system filters people out at every previous stage. It's like checking for discrimination at graduation while ignoring who got expelled in 9th grade. In Seattle, we pushed through a law requiring transparency in deactivation decisions. The companies fought it hard. They said revealing the algorithm would help people game the system, as if wanting job security is gaming the system.
See, this is where my code switch kicks in, because I'm about to get real specific. These tech companies want to act like their algorithms are too complex for regular folks to understand. Nah, you know what's complex? Surviving on $7.25 an hour. Managing diabetes without insurance. That's complex. Your discriminatory math problem? That's just greed with extra steps.
Maya's point about healthcare, we're seeing similar patterns there. Algorithms determining treatment priorities, insurance coverage, even pain medication dosing. And guess what? They consistently underestimate pain levels for Black patients. Because they're trained on biased medical data, where Black pain has been historically dismissed and undertreated. The algorithm learns that pattern and amplifies it. I've seen the code. It literally assigns different weight to pain reports based on demographic factors. This connects to what we experience as drivers too. The algorithm tracks our acceptance rate, how often we take rides, but it doesn't account for safety. As an Asian driver, I've faced harassment, especially during COVID when people blamed us for the virus. But if I decline those rides for safety, my rating drops.
So the algorithm literally penalizes you for trying not to get hate crimed. This is what we mean when we say these systems encode oppression. They take existing discrimination and give it a digital upgrade.
Let's talk solutions. Amara, you've been working on alternative models. What does accountable AI actually look like? First, impacted communities need to be involved from design to deployment, not consulted after the fact, actually in the room making decisions. Second, full transparency, not just outcomes, but the logic, the training data, the assumptions. Third, real remedies. If an algorithm denies you a job, a loan, a benefit, you should know why and have a meaningful appeal to a human. For gig workers, we need sectoral bargaining. Individual workers can't negotiate with an algorithm, but unions could negotiate the rules the algorithm follows. We need standards across the industry, not company by company.
And we need to stop treating this like it's just a tech problem. This is a civil rights issue. These algorithms are making decisions that used to be illegal when humans made them. Digital discrimination is still discrimination.
The research consistently shows that diverse teams build less biased systems, but tech remains overwhelmingly white and male. How do we break that cycle? It's not just about hiring more Black and brown engineers, though yes, do that. It's about power. Who makes decisions? Who controls the companies? Because I've been the only Black woman in too many rooms where my concerns got noted and ignored. This is why worker organizing is essential. Individual diversity hires can't change systems, but collective worker power can. In Seattle, our organizing forced the companies to reveal data they'd hidden for years.
Facts, and we gotta connect these struggles. The algorithm oppressing gig workers is cousin to the one denying housing, which is sibling to the one that's over-policing Black neighborhoods. It's all the same system, just different tentacles.
Speaking of policing, predictive policing algorithms are perhaps the most dangerous example. They use historical arrest data to predict future crime, but that data reflects decades of discriminatory enforcement. I consulted on one of these systems early in my career, before I understood the harm. They were literally using arrest records from the War on Drugs era to predict where to deploy police. Of course, it kept sending cops to Black neighborhoods. That's where they'd been over-arresting for decades. My neighborhood gets flagged as high crime by these algorithms. You know what that means? More police stops, more harassment, more arrests, which feeds back into the algorithm as confirmation. It's a doom loop.
A doom loop? That's exactly what it is. And then folks wonder why we say abolish these systems. You can't reform a doom loop. You gotta break it entirely.
Some argue that algorithms could actually reduce bias by removing human prejudice from decisions. How do you respond to that? That's the big lie. Algorithms don't remove human bias, they automate it. They scale it up. They give it a veneer of objectivity. At least with a racist hiring manager, you might get lucky and interview with someone else. With a racist algorithm, everybody gets the racist manager. And they hide accountability. When my rides get cut, I can't talk to anyone. They say the algorithm decided, but someone programmed that algorithm. Someone chose its goals. Someone profits from it.
That's the real tea right there. Follow the money. Who profits when workers get squeezed, when qualified applicants get rejected, when patients get undertreated? There's always somebody getting paid off our oppression.
Let's get specific about solutions. What can people actually do? If someone's listening and thinking, this affects me or I want to help, where do they start? Document everything. If you suspect algorithmic discrimination, screenshot it, save the emails, record the patterns. We need evidence to fight back. I'm working with a coalition collecting cases for a major lawsuit against hiring platforms. Join organizing efforts in your area. Gig Workers Rising, Rideshare Drivers United, we're building power city by city. Even if you're not a gig worker, support our campaigns. These companies listen when customers speak up.
And push for laws with teeth. Not these weak transparency requirements that companies wiggle out of. We need algorithmic accountability, acts that include real penalties, community oversight, and the right to human review of any algorithmic decision.
There's also the role of workers inside tech companies. Amara, what's your advice to people building these systems who are starting to see the harm? Document everything internally first. Raise concerns through proper channels. Get it on record. When they ignore you, and they probably will, then you have evidence. Connect with Tech Workers Coalition, with Foxglove, with organizations supporting tech whistleblowers. You're not alone. And if you're building these systems, remember we're human. Put in break reminders. Account for safety concerns. Design for dignity, not just efficiency.
Or better yet, refuse to build oppressive tech. I know folks gotta eat, but at some point we gotta draw lines. Would you build digital redlining? Digital Jim Crow? Because that's what we're talking about here.
The momentum is building. We're seeing lawsuits, new legislation, worker organizing, but the technology keeps advancing faster than oversight. What's the long-term vision? Community control. These systems that affect public life should be under democratic governance, not corporate control. Imagine if algorithms for public benefits were open source, community reviewed, with impacted people having real say in their design. Worker ownership. Platform cooperatives where drivers own the app. Set the rules, share the profits. We've proven the model works. Now we need investment and support to scale it.
And honestly, we need a whole new framework for technology justice. Right now the conversation is, how do we make algorithms less racist? But maybe the question should be, why are we letting algorithms make these decisions at all?
That's a fundamental challenge to how our economy is restructuring itself around algorithmic decision-making.
Good. It needs challenging. Because right now, we're building a world where your life chances get determined by biased code before you even show up. That's not a future. That's digital apartheid.
What frustrates me is we have the technical knowledge to build better systems. We know how to audit for bias, how to design for equity. The barriers aren't technical. They're about power and profit. Every day I drive, I see how these algorithms affect real people. Single mothers missing pickups because the app sent them across town for a $3 ride. Elderly folks who can't get rides because their rating dropped when they took too long with groceries. This isn't innovation, it's cruelty. As we wrap up, I want to acknowledge we've covered employment, healthcare, criminal justice, housing. These algorithmic systems are reshaping every aspect of society. The patterns are consistent. Historical bias gets embedded, amplified, and hidden behind technical complexity.
And the solutions are consistent too. Transparency, accountability, and community power. Whether it's gig workers in Seattle, or tenants in Brooklyn, or patients in Alabama, we need the same things. To see these systems, to challenge them, and to build alternatives.
The myth of technological inevitability is just that, a myth. We're making choices about what to build and how to build it. Different choices are possible. My message to fellow workers, organize. The algorithm seems all powerful until we stand together. In Seattle, we proved that collective action can force change, even against billion-dollar companies. Next week on Statistical Theater, we'll be investigating another critical pattern in the data. Until then, remember, behind every algorithm is a human decision, and those decisions can be challenged.
And remember, y'all, we don't need their permission to build the world we deserve. whether it's mutual aid networks, platform cooperatives, or community review boards, we're already creating alternatives. The future we're building, it's going to be beautiful, equitable, and human-centered, because that's what our communities deserve. Nothing less.
Thank you, Amara, Jin, and Maya, for sharing your expertise and experiences. For resources on algorithmic justice and ways to get involved, check our website. This has been Statistical Theater, examining the data that shapes our social world.